Chapter 18. John Glenn. John Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth and became the world's most famous aviator since Charles Lindbergh. Glenn, one of the original seven astronauts in NASA's Mercury space program, circled the world three times in his Friendship 7 spacecraft. After weeks of frustrating delays caused by technical and weather problems, Glenn, then a 40-year-old Marine lieutenant colonel, was rocketed into space on February 20, 1962. He orbited the Earth three times over 5 hours and became the first American to experience more than a few minutes of weightlessness. Although two Soviet cosmonauts had already orbited the Earth, and two of his Mercury colleagues had made suborbital flights, Glenn's flight was the first to capture the world's imagination. Everywhere, people followed his flight on radio and television. In several Australian coastal cities, residents turned on all their lights in greeting to the orbiting American. Glenn's flight also had a serious problem, which increased its high drama. During the second orbit, flight controllers picked up signals from the spacecraft warning that the heat shield was loose. If this was correct, Glenn would burn up when re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Controllers suspected a faulty indicator light, but instructed Glenn not to jettison the capsule's retro rocket pack, which was holding the heat shield in place. It was a nerve-wracking re-entry for Glenn, who could see chunks of burning metal flying past his window, not knowing if they were from the retropact or the heat shield. The capsule survived, splashing down approximately 1,280 kilometers southeast of Cape Canaveral near the Bahamas. When Glenn landed, he instantly became a celebrated national hero. President John F. Kennedy and his brother Robert quickly befriended the astronaut. In January 1963, Glenn was assigned to Project Apollo, NASA's mission to land a man on the moon. However, unbeknownst to the astronaut, President Kennedy had instructed NASA not to send him into space again, saying that he didn't want to be the world's oldest permanently training astronaut. Glenn left the astronaut corps in January 1964 to run for the U.S. Senate from Ohio. A few weeks later, he fell in a hotel bathroom and suffered a head injury which forced him to quit the Senate campaign. Glenn had already announced his retirement from the Marine Corps and was named a consultant to NASA. He also worked for Royal Crown Cola and became a millionaire by investing in hotel developments, but never gave up his political ambitions. Glenn remained close to the Kennedy family. It was he who broke the news of Robert Kennedy's assassination to his children. In 1970, Glenn was badly defeated in a Senate race by Senator Howard Metzenbaum, but ran again in 1974. Metzenbaum then defeated himself when he charged that Glenn had never held a job. In a debate, Glenn blasted back that he'd held jobs with the Marines and the space program, where it wasn't my checkbook on the line, it was my life. Glenn was elected and later even considered running for president, but continues to serve the country in the Senate.